This is Morning Motivation for Educators on the Bee Podcast Network. Learn about all the shows at beepodcastnetwork.com. You'll hear from a variety of formal and informal educators who help put this podcast together. If you'd like to contribute your voice to this show, please go to morningmotivationedu.com to apply.
I'm Danielle Newfer, an educator for over 20 years who went up against two bouts of serious teacher burnout before finally realizing that I needed to share what worked and what didn't with educators everywhere. This is when Teaching Well was born. At Teaching Well, I partner with schools who recognize that when teacher well-being is prioritized, true teaching and learning can happen. And there's nothing more integral to building this kind of school culture than finding ways to care for yourself in the midst of all the school day hustle and bustle. Building in these moments is what this show is all about and what I hope to bring to you each time I get the opportunity to speak with you here. So with that, let's begin. What do a heart, an engine, and soil all have in common? A healthy heart keeps the body moving. A working engine keeps the car running. A nutrient-rich soil creates the environment for a seed to grow. The body, the car, and the seed couldn't be doing their job without the heart, engine, and soil. Now, I want to extend this visualization to schools. In this analogy, the heart and engine and soil of the school all belong to, you guessed it, the teacher. Without the teacher being fully and efficiently working, there is no working school. Just like if there's no healthy heart, the body does not go. A heart can have a brilliant mind and an able body, but if it can't pump the heart, the body doesn't go. The school leader is the mind. The teachers are the heart, and the student is the body. Just like if there's no working engine, the car doesn't run. A car can have an incredible driver and great wheels, but if the engine doesn't run, the driver can't drive and the wheels can't turn. The school leader is the driver, the teachers are the engine, and the students are the wheels. Just like if there is a nutrient lacking soil, the seed doesn't grow. A garden can have a well-intentioned gardener and great potential for a plant, but if the soil doesn't have the nutrients, it can't grow. The school leader is the gardener, the teachers are the soil, and the students are the plant. I know what you're thinking. Okay, Danielle, thank you for your incredibly trite analogies and examples. But I want you to understand these analogies because I want you to truly see what I'm saying. The health of the heart, engine, and soil are the absolute most important part of these relationships. And that's you, the teacher. And I think that this has been hidden from us for so long. We have forgotten how important our health and well-being has been to the entire system, the entire environment. Your health and well-being is not just something that is nice to have, or it would be great if some teachers would be concerned about their mental health, but it should all work out. No. No longer can we pretend that our mental health and well-being is not the most important component of a successful school. And I just want you to think about that. For today, I want you to understand that even if other people don't know it, you need to hold it close to your heart, that you are the heart, the engine, and the soil of this whole operation. And if you aren't well, this system cannot thrive. So for today, what can you do for yourself to make the system better? And maybe that won't make your system completely better, but it will at least help you on this journey of where you are right now. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. You are the heart, the engine, and the soil of well-being in this education journey. As you embark on another day of shaping young minds and inspiring future generations, remember to prioritize your own health and wellness. Together, let's reignite a culture of educator wellness where passion thrives, resilience abounds, and every student has the opportunity. Thank you for joining us on Morning Motivation for Educators. Until next time, keep shining, And don't forget to take a proactive step in prioritizing your own well-being. If this morning's motivation resonated with you, I'd love to connect more. Schedule a time to connect at teachingwell.life/call and check out the show notes to find out how we can partner together.
Thanks for listening. And whatever role you have in education, we have a podcast for you at bepodcastnetwork.com. Who among your friends and colleagues needs to hear this message today? Please share it with them right now.